This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, Verizon and Samsung team up to bring faster 5G to California. It's a big deal, literally, figuratively, and beyond. But first, these tech headlines. Startups are seeking tech solutions to the net neutrality repeal, from VPNs to mesh networks. Efforts to find an alternative route to internet access are gaining ground in Silicon Valley. According to the Journal, many efforts were launched before 2015, and while finding new significance today, it isn't clear whether fewer regulations will affect competition in the internet market. A browser you've never heard of has dethroned Google in Asia. UC Browser has outflanked Google's Chrome in some of Asia's fastest-growing markets, giving owner Alibaba Group an advantage in the race for the next generation of internet users. Alibaba's UC Browser is dominating in emerging markets with lower-end smartphones. And Spotify has confidentially filed paperwork with the SEC to list its shares on the New York Stock Exchange. The filing is the latest step in Spotify's plans to go public using an unusual method known as a direct listing. That listing won't be an initial public offering, as Spotify won't seek to raise money as it goes public. Spotify's most recent valuation was nearly $20 billion. Coming up, Verizon and Samsung go big on 5G. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. So Verizon has picked Samsung. Samsung was chosen as a major supplier in the telecom giant's push to offer 5G internet over its wireless network, bringing us, the masses, even that much closer to 5G. Let's get the latest. Joining us now in studio is telecom reporter for the Journal, Ryan Knutson. Hey.
Thanks for having me.
5G always makes everyone's ears perk up. Now, big news from two big companies has everyone's attention. Few specifics, but what do we know?
Well, what's most important about this, actually, in my opinion, is just simply what Verizon's goal is, which is they want to sell you high-speed internet over their wireless network. And the way they're going to do that is by, you're going to put a little box that's going to be made from Samsung inside your house, and then you're going to be able to use that little box to get a Wi-Fi signal for all your devices. So this potentially has big implications for how all Americans get their high-speed internet. Right now, you know, most people deal with two companies. You've got your wireless carrier where you get your mobile cell phone service,
right,
and you've got your cable company that you pay for that pipe into your house. They give you broadband. Verizon is trying to pioneer a new type of technology that would make it easier for them to disrupt the cable companies and sell you high-speed internet as well. And this is the first potential application of 5G. There's been all this talk about 5G over the years,
right,
about, oh, okay, every cell phone iteration of wireless technology going from 2G to 3G to 4G has been faster and faster and faster, and 5G is supposed to be a whole sea change in what the wireless technology is capable of doing. This is sort of the first commercial step of that process.
That's a big deal, because I actually wanted to bring that up because, if you wouldn't mind, maybe a quick primer of sorts on just how next level they're expecting 5G to be, because I just wonder if it gets a little overhyped, or is there real heft there?
There does seem to be real heft. One of the things, there's a lot more hype from the network companies than there are from maybe from other industries, because the network companies are saying, hey, look, we invented this thing that is going to be really cool and really fast, and we are hoping that developers are going to want to, like, do something with it. You know, when 4G was in the lab, you know, Verizon likes to talk about how it led to the development in some ways to the iPhone, because, you know, people in Silicon Valley realized the kinds of speeds that were coming over a wireless network, so it was worth investing a bunch of money in a mobile computer. But the applications for 5G are not fully understood yet. What the two important things to know about 5G are that not only is it going to be faster, so it's going to be easier to download an entire movie very quickly, but importantly, this obscure concept called latency is going to be way better in 5G. And what latency means is essentially it responds faster to commands. So right now, if you press go on the search, Google search, it takes a certain number of milliseconds for that signal then to traverse the systems of the internet for that actually to happen. In 5G, it's going to happen way faster. So if you are, they've done sort of these demos where they've put a blindfold on a race car going around a NASCAR track, and then had the driver drive it just by responding to the video feed that's coming. So the response times is very quick. So like if you were going to do remote surgery or something like that, you'd want the second that you move your hand to, it also affect the change in whatever it is you're trying to move. So that kind of change in the network could lead to all kinds of other innovations like self-driving cars or robotics or other sort of science fiction type technologies that you can't really imagine, but you right. think might sort of be there. Like, that's the kind of, you know, the backbone. The 5G is supposed to sort of be the backbone for those types of inventions.
So as you say, a big step in this new game-changing landscape. The public is clamoring for it. Business is clamoring for it. How soon is this expected to be an actual reality and not just a buzzword?
So this commercial service from Verizon is expected to go on sale to consumers in Sacramento in the second half of 2018. After that, Verizon says they're going to expand it to new cities. And it's sort of an important test. And the reason that they're starting with high-speed internet into the home is because the 5G technology is still being developed, and it relies on a certain type of airwaves frequency that is higher. It's a higher frequency, so it can be disrupted by buildings or trucks or cars or leaves on trees or rain and snow. And so if you just have a signal that goes to a stationary unit inside your house, it's sort of easier to work the kinks out of it. Later, 2019, 2020 is when we might actually start seeing this application into mobile phones.
It's all happening fast. That's good. Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Knudsen, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For more on Ryan's coverage, you can head to WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you like this podcast, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.